The Native Music Fest series is a collection of interviews and songs featuring Native musicians, writers, storytellers, and songwriters. The songs and interviews were recorded live during the Native Music Fest series at NetLake's KBFT radio studio.
And we'll be back with more Annie and the Long Hairs Collective.
And the title came from a conversation I had with John Trudell in, I don't know what year Clinton was leaving office, but we were in New York City on a march to try to get Clinton to pardon Leonard Peltier before he left office. And I was sitting across the table from John, and he was reading a book, like, had an image of like a fallen angel on the cover, and he was talking about all these really scary facts about this government here. And if you have heard him speak before, it's very intense. He's always talking about this. He can make the big picture really, like, come together in your mind. And I said, John, don't you get sick of reading and talking and just thinking about this stuff all the time? I said, don't you think about taking care of the tomatoes in your garden? And he said, you take care of the tomatoes, and I'll keep the beast out of your garden.
You're listening to Native singer-songwriter Annie Humphreys.
So what is your... You just released this album, The Beast in the Garden. When did it come out, and what does the title represent?
It came out September 1st, and the title represents... I was going to call it The Beast in the Garden, so I kind of was going back and forth. Should I call it Beast and the Garden or The Beast in the Garden? And I didn't want us... I decided with calling it The Beast and the Garden, because saying The Beast in the Garden means the beast is already in, and we're like, you know, so I didn't want to... Let that be the message. The message is that we have this beast, right? And it's in all sorts of forms. It's in all sorts of issues. It's not just the pipeline. It's drug use and you know, it's just even within our own reservations, having our leadership, you know, pay attention to the important things, you know, because I think a lot of attention is put toward gaming and budgets and... But I think, and even my res, I mean, I think it's really important that we treat our young people like they're this next, like, precious resource and invest in that, you know, more than, you know, I mean, there's a lot of programs out there for people who are already in trouble, you know, and I know they need the help, but I also think that we need to get to the root and go back and prevent, you know, preventative stuff and get our kids proud to be Indian. Like last night, I mean, it's hard to go somewhere out in public, out in this world, in society, and feel good about being Indian unless you're at a powwow. Mm-hmm. And that's the place you feel good about. And that's why I go to powwows, you know, dance and just feel awesome. Mm-hmm. So I think when our kids can see a reflection of themselves out there some way once in a while, then it makes them feel good about being Indian, not ashamed, or there's something wrong with me, or I'm being treated weird, I wonder why. And it starts with the kids.
Just want to tell me where we can find your music.
Mine can be found at CD Baby, cdbaby.com. Some older recordings are on Amazon. The Hair and Smile is not, it's all out. The record company doesn't even have anymore. So I go on Amazon to find the used ones. And I'm trying to get my website set up just to have it there too, but I'm not sure how that works or when it's going to work exactly.
And you can also pick up her new CD tonight, The Beast and the Garden.
The Native Music Fest series is a collection of interviews and songs featuring Native musicians, writers, storytellers, and songwriters. The interviews and songs were recorded live during the Native Music Fest series at NetLake's KBFT's radio studio. This Native Fest series was brought to you by NetLake Radio and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.